Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. This is Brian Thomas calling over from our studios here in the city of Colombo. I'm also joined by my co-host Lakith Pires, www.goforgold.lk. Our presentation is Inside Edge with Brian and Lakith. Right, let's start off with cricket news. We go straight down to Edgbaston, where we had a Group B game being played between the West Indies and the Scottish Ladies. Right, West Indies batting first, 153 for 6. Shemaine Cambella, 36. Stephanie Taylor, very impressive, unbeaten, 47. I mean, she was just absolutely fantastic. Kathleen Fletcher for Scotland, impressed with 2 wickets for 34. But none of the other bowlers will get a mention because they were a little bit wavered yesterday. So the Scottish girls will have to watch their bowling. And they were bowled out for 146 runs, losing the game by 7 runs. In the 20th over, Darcy Carter made 50, Alicia Lister 33, and Kathleen Fraser chipped in with 20. Bowling for the West Indies, Alia Allen 3 for 11, Hayley Matthews 3 for 19, and Afi Fletcher 2 for 16. So very interesting game in Group B, where West Indies ultimately managed to cross the line by 7 runs. But the game coming up today in the T20 version is also another Group B game, that is New Zealand, who lost to Sri Lanka in their last outing, play against the Irish, and that's coming up at 11 p.m. Sri Lanka time. Let's also go down to the Kennington Oval in England, where at stumps on day two, New Zealand seemed to have taken control of this test match against the English. But New Zealand batting first, 391 all out. Glenn Phillips, who was not out 49 overnight, went on to make a super 100. Darrell Mitchell made 44, Rachin Ravindra 33, and Kyle Jameson 41. That's how New Zealand compiled 391 runs in their first innings. Jacob Bethell 3 for 26, Baker 2 for 94, and Matthew Fisher chipped in with 2 for 82. The English have lost 6 wickets for 222 runs. They will be disappointed, period. Ben Duckett, 36. Emil Ogay, 53. Joe Root, 46. At the wickets is Jordan Cox batting on 22. With him is Geoffrey Archer. So England in a little bit of a bother. Matthew Henry, 2 for 57. And William O'Brook has already taken 2 for 61. So we're going to have a very interesting day three in the red ball version of cricket. Let's keep our eyes focused on that. What's coming up in the cricketing world? Fantastic. Like I made mention, Women's T20. Of course, New Zealand will play the Irish today. And in Sri Lanka, Afghanistan A take on Sri Lanka A in Dambulla. That's the tri-series in the A division version of cricket. And of course, the Bangladeshis are hosting Australia for the second T20, and Bangladesh desperately need to win this game. Remember that the Aussies got the better of them in the first T20. Now let's go down, have a look at what's happening in the FIFA world. England beat Croatia by 4-2 at Arlington yesterday. Portugal drew their game against Congo at Houston, 1 each. Ghana got the better of Panama in Toronto, 1-0. And Colombia actually outplayed Uzbekistan by 3-1 in Mexico City. And the latest is Chechnya drew their game against South Africa in Atlanta. So that's the news for you in the FIFA World Cup. Finally, let's wind up our presentation this morning. The Dialogue Rugby League here in Sri Lanka, one of the most interesting competitions. Rugby. St. Thomas's College Mount Alvernia will be hosting Sri Sumangala Warrior Puller, and the game will be played in the city of Colombo in Mount Alvernia. And this is a played game. And the second game that you can keep your eye is on the Josephian Thurston game. That could decide the winner of the played competition. But tomorrow is the big day if you are a rugby lover. Remember, Zahira versus Trinity College Kandy at Maradona. That's going to be a cracker, isn't it? And then we'll also have Royal hosting St. Peter's in a club game at Jurassic Park here in the city of Colombo. and of course St. Pete, Wesley College will have to play well to beat Isipathana. That too is a cup game. So plenty of fun tomorrow. We'll keep you posted on that. This is Brian Thomas signing off for the day. I hope you did enjoy the presentation which Lucky Peters and I had in store for you today. Look forward to your company once again tomorrow. Sit back, relax as we spin you a record for your listening pleasure.